Senator?
Yes, I was just here reading a newspaper. I live in Simi Valley.
Yes.
And I was reading about this UFO object that, you know, occurred in the skies.
Yes.
And I didn't pay much attention to it at the time. I think it was last Wednesday. The day they had this supposed to be cloud in the sky, looked like a UFO. And I leave home real early in the morning. I leave home about 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
And I drive over the Simi Freeway into San Fernando.
Right.
And I had a hell of a time trying to get my radio to stay on beam of the music that was playing. And this particular object that I was looking at, but as I was driving into San Fernando, it had all types of colors on it. And it was, looked like a flying ship to me. But I could get the wave sounds back, like a beep-beep sound from through my radio. And I just had that all the way to work that particular morning.
This was coming in quite clear?
This was coming in quite clear.
Okay, was this shoving the other reception right out?
It was just shoving them right out.
Okay, now did this object have a defined shape?
Yes, it did. It had a shape of a shape of an egg-like, you know.
Okay.
Egg shape, more. And I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if you know where this Rocketdyne Test Center is up
yes.
in the valley.
Yes.
Well, as I got almost into that particular area, this emanating sound that I heard, it just took over the radio completely. And it was just like you were giving signals, you know, beep sounds. You know?
Uh-huh.
And just after I passed through there a little bit, it got a little weaker, though. But from what I could see, it looked like it was just like something was beaming this direction towards that hill, you know.
Okay, now how far was the object from there?
Oh, that object was way over into, I would say that object was way out into, I guess you would say that Glendale Mountain out there.
Okay.
Way over. I guess that's beyond Burbank out there, you know. Looks like it's headed towards that Pasadena, I guess.
Now, would that be over that CD or a Civilian Defense Center by any chance?
Right.
Right on top of the hill there, they got a very large radio center.
Right, right.
Would be right in that area?
It would look like it was way behind that area.
Okay.
Like that, you know.
And this was Friday?
No, it wasn't Friday. I think it was either Wednesday morning or Thursday morning.
Okay.
It was the next day. It was the day before when Simi had this picture in the paper about clouds that looked like a spaceship.
Oh, okay. Yeah. About what time?
Well, this was about 4:45.
Okay.
Between 4:30 and 4:45 in the morning.
About how long was that in view now while you were watching it?
Oh, gee, it was in view for until I got down into way down into San Fernando there, but up by the Golden State Freeway going into Burbank.
Okay, now did it maintain its position at all times, or was it on the move at all?
No, most of the time it maintained its position. It was real slow to fight, you know. It
didn't
go real fast.
Okay. Do you have any estimate of size? Compare it with another object.
Oh, I would say the size of a large automobile, I would say, really.
Okay.
You know.
How about altitude?
The altitude itself looked like it was just hanging next to a cloud, really.
Okay.
Say, for instance, a cloud in the sky,
uh-huh.
and it was laying right next to a cloud. In other words, if you would just really look at it, as being a cloud, you say, oh, gee, there's another cloud in the sky. Because that particular morning, there was very, very few clouds in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And it was just laying right next to a cloud. So maybe there's about, if you would look at it, there's about 5 feet difference between it and the cloud.
Okay.
But it could actually look like it had light behind it, you know. I figured, I said, well, maybe the sun is coming up. But then I looked at the cloud that was next to it, and then see the difference in, you know.
Okay.
The color behind the clouds, you know, it didn't have any particular color, but this thing that was next to the clouds,
okay.
it had a sort of a light behind it.
Now, which direction would you be looking when you're watching it?
If I was traveling Simi Freeway, I would be looking out, say, San Bernardino way, I guess.
Okay.
Way out in that area.
Right. You figured this was about Thursday or Friday? Or Wednesday and
Wednesday
Thursday?
Or
Wednesday or Thursday, okay.
Right. It was a day that was real clear, and then it got foggy the next day, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday.
Okay, because Thursday was Independence Day or Veterans Day or whatever.
Right.
That was, right.
I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday, though, because it was real clear Wednesday.
Okay, and that was the day the article appeared in the paper?
Well, the article appeared in the paper the next day.
The next day, okay.
Right. Particular sound, though, you know, I've heard sounds before, you know, different beep-beep sounds, because I work for an aircraft company. And this particular sound, it just took over the radio completely. Just turned the music off when I got up by Rocketdyne area up there, and it just, the music just went away completely, and all these little sounds came in, beep beep sounds, you know.
Beeping, straight beeping right through.
Right, straight beeping right through.
How about static?
That's the thing about it, it just wasn't no static.
No static, just the beeping, okay. Now, did you have any other problems? Were there any problems with the car? Ignition, so forth?
I didn't notice it, no, I didn't pay much attention to it. In that respect, you know, as far as, like you mean,
right.
The engine won't quit or something like that.
Right.
No, I didn't have that type of thing.
Okay, did you have any unusual physical sensations yourself?
Did I? I just had a weird feeling, I can tell you that.
Okay. No tingling? Any tingling in the body?
No, not really, but I just had a chill run across my body, like, what's this out here, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Because there wasn't nobody on the freeway that time of morning, really.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of feeling that I got.
Okay. Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll see if we can come up with more information on this. And if we do, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, fine.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
Right. Bye.